Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff Hembeck with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight, Sounds back, hosting Omaha, opener of a six-game series. And we're joined by Sounds catcher Eric Haas. Eric, we'll start in the rearview mirror recent and then work our way back a little bit. You had a terrific series in Memphis, as did a lot of the offense. What's it been like getting acclimated here after you did have a little bit of a gap in terms of games played? Because offensively, it looks like you didn't lose anything.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Just trying to find my contact point again. I feel like just trying to build off a good spring and then, you know, sit at the house for a week and then try to get back to it. But great group of guys. I mean, we've been getting in good work, and it's still been translating to the game. So overall, just pretty happy with it.
What is it like when you're in that period and you're wondering a little bit about the future, trying to make some decisions, trying to figure out where to go, what to do? How did you try to handle it?
Luckily for me, you know, I'm no stranger to it. So some unexpected time with the family is never a bad thing. You know, got to be home for Easter for the first time in the last, you know, 13, 14 years. So that was great for me. But other than that, just working out, staying ready, and, you know, obviously just ready to go whenever they call.
I asked you about your offense, but obviously there's the catching component too. How many of the guys on this staff did you have any interaction with during spring training as guys were coming and going, big league camp, minor league camp, to have some familiarity when you did get here again?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. You know, days that I wasn't catching, hanging out in the pen, and even if they weren't in camp, they were backing up quite a bit of games. So that was always great for me, you know, coming in the back half of games, getting to talk to those guys, you know, see what they're trying to do, their tendencies and stuff, and to be hands-on with them now and trying to just maximize their arsenals is the fun stuff for me.
If folks don't know a lot about your background, you come up with Cleveland, you get to the big leagues there, and as a Michigan native, then you're acquired by the Tigers and had a few years there. What was that experience like playing for your boyhood team?
It was awesome. You know, it's everything you dream of when you're a kid. You know, obviously, I still live, you know, 20 minutes outside of Detroit. So to be able to just drive downtown every day and put that uniform on, you know, definitely didn't take it for granted. And it was definitely cool for my family and I.
Hit up for tickets quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, with me, with a wife and four kids and stuff, those tickets go by fast. So people understand, and it just is what it is. But nothing but love and support, and still a great group of guys over there.
In the winter, as you looked toward 2024, what felt like a good fit with the Brewers for you?
Obviously, their track record with catching. You know, I always felt like, okay, I've had some good years offensively and kind of kept me around a little bit. I always felt like I could catch, but just felt like I was leaving a lot on the table. You know, I've tried a couple different things, different stances, different positionings, things. So to get here, just kind of hear what they had to say. And obviously, their pitching staff is really good. They have a great track record with pitchers. So I'm just trying to, you know, pick up, you know, wherever I could and just kind of hit the ground running.
I asked this question of Rob Zastrzyzny the other day. I said, I don't know if you look at yourself as a veteran on a team that's built the way this Sounds team is built. Whether you do or not, you've had a lot of big league time already and you've got a lot of great years ahead of you. What have you learned about this profession and what it all entails that you couldn't have known when you were 23 years old?
Oh man, that's a loaded question. I mean, obviously the contractual stuff, and until you really go through it, you really just don't know. You know, you see guys bouncing around the clubhouse, you know, you see DFA, option, you know, things like that, move down, move up, and just kind of being a guy that's kind of been there, done it, been through all of it, you know, DFA'd four or five times, cleared, claimed, all the things. So, you know, hopefully when it happens to these guys, because more than likely it will at some point, especially at this level and being so close to the big leagues, just try to be a resource for them and what to expect. And hey, you know, your family can do this, blah, blah, blah. Or these are the things that, you know, in your contract you're entitled to, or just, you know, things like that. Try to make it a little more comfortable, because it feels, you know, you feel alienated at the time. But, it's a business, and, you know, things can change so fast.
Yeah, I feel like it's impressive the way you guys handle it. It's easy to look at a transaction sheet and see all the things that happen to you, but there's a human behind it, there's a family behind it, and it's not all it always seems behind the scenes.
For sure. Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, the human aspect of it, you know, getting to hang out with these guys in the clubhouse off the field, and you know, like I said, at some point you're going to go through it, so those conversations are really never ending.
Do you have thoughts about the ABS versus the challenge system, or the two as a whole as a catcher?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge system's definitely better. I think full ABS, I just don't think it's ready yet. Yeah. I mean, we've definitely noticed some discrepancies being from place to place. You know, it might be a little bit different in Memphis, a little bit different here. It's definitely tough, you know, with the human element, you know, with the umpire is The good part is you get to know that guy's zone. You know, hey, we're safe here. We're not safe here. You actually know the zone. You know, with the ABS, you know, you're set up in, miss away, whatever, clips the zone, it's still a strike. So it's kind of a weird reward system. You know, pitchers know, oh, I didn't make the pitch right there, but I still got a strike. Or, you know, hitters, like, you know, I missed that pitch right there, but it's not a strike. There's a lot of back and forth, and it's definitely some adjustment period. I'm kind of waiting to challenge a lot of them, you know, until I get a real grasp on it. Yeah. But overall, it's just different.
Yeah. This is great. Thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Sounds catcher Eric Haas. This has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.